deciding to enhance your networking. I know that networking is something that most of you do not like to do, but what I can guarantee you is, again, what got you here won't get you there. So no longer is it just okay for you to go online and apply and click the easy button and like we're at Staples and say, okay, I'm just gonna wait for someone to give me a call back. You have to decide that you're gonna take the initiative and be the CEO and be the in the driver's seat in your career. And you're gonna take the initiative and you're gonna look at other ways in order to reach out to people. Not you're just going to press the button and wait for someone to give you a call back. That's not how it works. Not in this economy, not when 500 people are applying for the same job. You have to decide, hey, what else can I do? Let me reach out to someone on LinkedIn who works at that company and just to have a phone call, just to have an informational interview, just to have a coffee chat with someone to make sure that, one, I really understand that this is the job and role that I'm interested in.
Welcome to the Career Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. I help corporate professionals find and secure successful careers in record-breaking time using my proven framework. I'm on a mission to not only reduce burnout and overwhelm in the career search, but also in life. This is a school where you don't want to miss not one class, so be prepared to be schooled. Class is now in session.
Hello, welcome to episode number 24 that I recorded on yesterday, and I am recording for the second time today. So I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful week, and I hope you have a wonderful week. So this week, I wanted to talk all about why does it seem like it is so hard to find a job right now? I know that you may be thinking, I'm doing all the things and nothing is working. I'm crazy. I must be out of my mind. I'm losing it. And I want you to know that it's not you. There are other things that are going on that are playing a huge factor in why it may be taking your job search longer than you initially may have anticipated. So I want you to breathe in that moment, but now let's talk about why and what you need to do instead. So if you are new here, hello, my name is Ebony Joyce, and I am the lead coach for Career Clarity Accelerator, my career coaching program that is currently 12 weeks one-on-one for mid and senior level corporate professionals. And so if you are a mid or senior level corporate professional who is seeking assistance, then I want to invite you to schedule a call with me for 30 minutes to talk about what's working, what's not working, and what you can do differently in your job search this year, this month, this quarter to land a job sooner rather than later. Now, I know I opened up the podcast by saying it's probably hard for you finding a job right now. And this is true. And you're probably like, is a career coach going to be the thing that really helps me get across that line? It very well should be. And I'm going to tell you some other things you can do outside of career coaching, because maybe you believe that career coaching is not a good fit for you at this moment. And while I will disagree with you, I think that we always need coaching. We just have to decide on what areas of our lives that we need coaching on. So maybe a career coach isn't the thing you need right now. But if it is, let's talk and see if I am the career coach for you or if I can assist you in some other ways and introducing you to some other folks who may be able to assist you based on what your immediate needs are. So now let's get into today's episode. I wanted to talk about why it may be hard for you and what is going on right now that is probably making it a little more difficult for you to land a role. And so I want to start by saying, again, it's not you. One of the things that we're seeing is just a economic downturn. It's not a recession, but we're in a period where companies have reduced their workforce. We see layoffs still happening. They're not happening as much as they were like 2023 right now, but they're still happening. There are job freezes. There are to cut costs, which are leading to fewer openings. So the economic slowdown is just one of those ways in which one of the things that may be impacting your job search at this time. Another component is high. We are seeing record lows when it comes to unemployment. And with that brings about a higher number of applicants that are just as qualified as you are. And so the competition that you're running across is stellar. So that means that you have to do some other things to stand out, right? You can't do what got you here won't get you there. So the second thing is having higher competition applying for those roles. So where last year, we probably saw about 200, 250 people applying for every role. Now that number is almost double. So we're seeing about 400, 500 people applying for one single role. Okay, so numbers are increasing. There are a lot more people applying for one position than we had previously. The other thing, and the final thing I'm going to say about what's happening is that we aren't seeing those folks at retirement age leaving the workforce the way that we had initially anticipated. So because of inflation, because of the economy, we are seeing those folks who are at that age of 60, 65, who initially thought they would be retiring, staying in the workforce longer, which means that those opportunities that would be available for those mid and senior level folks aren't coming open and available at this time. So those are just three things. And I'm pretty sure if we look at it, there are probably some other reasons and things also, but I'm not going to go through a long list. I just want to give you some ideas of what's probably happening. So now that we're taking those things into consideration, let's talk about what you can do, even though it feels like the odds are stacked against you. One thing, and I'm trying to gather my thoughts here because there are so many things that you could do, but there are only a few things that actually do move the needle. One thing I want you to do, and it's not around your resume per se, but it is really look at, are you making sure that your marketing documents, which is your resume, your LinkedIn profile, your cover letters, are all speaking to your expertise? So part of this has to do with the resume cover letter. The other part is speaking to what you're good at. A lot of times I see resumes that are very general in nature. And so I would not know what position you are even applying for because you haven't clearly defined the role in which you're looking for. You haven't clearly defined your level or your skill set and your level of expertise in which you are applying for roles. So I'll give myself as an example. My background is in supply chain, and the last couple of roles I have been specifically around IT procurement, right? So that is my niche. That is the specialty. That is what I am an expert in. So when I start applying for jobs that speak more so to procurement and the realms of professional services, HR, things like that, I may not get callbacks, right? But if I speak to the level of expertise and where I spent the past 4 years, 3 years, at least at a minimum, then I see more callbacks on those positions. Now, the way my resume is positioned, I can change things and I know how to word them in a way that does attract recruiters and hiring managers to me. However, what you want to do is focus on your level of expertise, the things that even in your resume you can speak to, but when you're in the interviews, how can you clearly articulate your expertise? And so if you don't know what your expertise is, this is the time for you to figure out what you are good at. Okay. So number one is all around honing in on your expertise and what you are good at. Okay. Number two kind of goes along the lines of number one, but it is niching down. It is getting outside of I am good at everything. I am a Jack, Jill, X of the trade, right? It is getting very specific and very niche on what you are good at. No longer are companies looking to hire someone who is a generalist to solve their problems. They're looking for an expert who can come in and move the needle and add value to the organization. Okay. So again, this may require for you, which I've talked about in previous episodes, this may require for you to do an audit of your skill set. Do you know what you're good at? Do you know where there are gaps? And focus on what you're good at. The other thing I will mention, point number three, is around going back to resumes, cover letters, and interviewing, and all lumping all that together, is what got you here won't get you there. So if you are at 50K and you want to move to 75K, you want to move to $75,000, you're currently at 50,000. The resume, the cover letter, the LinkedIn profile, the interviewing skills that you went into that particular interview with will not get you to $75,000. If you're at 75 and you want to get to 100, if you're at 100 and you want to get to 125, 150, that resume that you had is probably a $75,000 resume. It may not be a 100K resume. That LinkedIn profile may be a $75,000 LinkedIn profile. It may not be a $100,000 LinkedIn profile. The way that you've gone into interviews and you decided that you wanted to wing it and you're going to go with the flow because you're good at thinking of things off the top of your head and running with it, and you are so creative and whatever, those things that work to get you at 75 won't get you to 100. There needs to be a strategic play, and there needs to be some intentionality behind the way you move as you decide to go forward and moving them to the next level when it comes to your income. Now, this does not mean going out on to Google and YouTube and typing in, oh, what are the top 10 questions, interview questions, and becoming a robot and memorizing your answers. That does not mean that, because going into interviews, while they may ask you one common question about, tell me about yourself, the other questions are going to be based upon the job description, and they're going to be very specific. So that's not going to be something that you can Google. You're getting, if you are a mid and senior level corporate professional, you are getting outside of going to Google to look for job answers and questions. You're beyond that point. So you really need to have a strategy behind the way that you decide to prepare for an interview. If you're having issues getting, and let's go back and listen to next week's episode, because I'm going to talk about this a little more, but you do need to audit what's happening in your job search. If you're getting callbacks, if you're getting to the first round interviews, but you're not getting to the second round interviews, you need to do an audit. You need to do an assessment of what's going on. If you're getting to second and third rounds, but you're not getting any offers, again, you need to be able to assess what's going on. So the first thing you need to do is really figure out where in the job searching process are you getting lost in the sauce. Once you figure out that, then you can actually make a strategic play in what's next. Okay. So number four, because I got off on a little tangent, number four is deciding to enhance your networking. I know that networking is something that most of you do not like to do, but what I can guarantee you is, again, what got you here won't get you there. So no longer is it just okay for you to go online and apply and click the easy button, and like we're at Staples, and say, okay, I'm just going to wait for someone to give me a call back. You have to decide that you're going to take the initiative and be the CEO and be the in the driver's seat in your career. And you're going to take the initiative and you're going to look at other ways in order to reach out to people. Not you're just going to press the button and wait for someone to give you a call back. That's not how it works. Not in this economy. Not when 500 people are applying for the same job. You have to decide, hey, what else can I do? Let me reach out to someone on LinkedIn who works at that company, and just to have a phone call, just to have an informational interview, just to have a coffee chat with someone to make sure that, one, I really understand that this is the job and role that I'm interested in. Because what I see is a lot of times you're trying to stay open to everything and you're closing yourself off to so many things because your resume is so wide open to just everything that you're not getting any callbacks. So you do want to decide, okay, let me niche. Again, when we talk about niching down, we're not talking about just niching down in your resume. Niche down in the companies in which you're even looking to go into. If you want to go into fintech, then great, but cut yourself off to some of the other things that are available to you. If you want to get out of government, nonprofit, then fine, great, do it. But make sure that your resume speaks to those transferable skills in which you've gathered while you may have been in another industry. So you want to be able to utilize, go back to my point, you want to be able to utilize and enhance your networking. This may look like actively attending very specific industry conferences, industry workshops, industry professional groups. So I know a lot of my clients have master's degrees, and some of them are, so a lot of my clients who have master's degrees who are people of color join the National Black MBA. I am a supply chain professional. I used to be a member of the Institute of Supply Management. If you are an accountant, there are professional organizations for accountants. If you are in HR, there is SHRM, the Society of Human Resource Management. And the list goes on and on. If you're an engineer, so on and so forth. Find, again, this is niching down, people. Find that organization, that professional organization that has those people in there so that you can connect with them. So you don't have to go to networking events. And I talked about this in a LinkedIn post about being an introvert. And when you attend as an introvert, you have to really understand more about what that means for you specifically. For me, I like attending smaller networking events. I don't like attending 300-400 people events. I love attending 10, 20, 30, 50 people events, right? So going to these type of industry specific events outside of conferences, of course, but going into like your local event allows you to have access to 10 or 20 people who may be at that meeting, who you can connect with 3 or 4 of those people and then have follow-up conversations, etc. A lot of these organizations have a bi-weekly event, a networking event, and then maybe a professional event. So they may have bi-weekly, monthly events that you can attend. There's all the same people may not be there. So you do want to attend more than one. And I'm pretty sure most of them do allow you to attend at least for free the first couple of times. Decide if you want to become a member. But you want to start networking outside of LinkedIn. Great. Yes, you can use LinkedIn for that as well. And I urge you to. But if there are other opportunities, the world is open. We are. Yes, COVID is still live and real, very real. But there are opportunities for us now to get outside. We've been outside, and if you're going to be outside with an intention and be outside with purpose. Now, going back to LinkedIn, when we talk about networking, don't hesitate to reach out to connections and ask for advice, ask for insights into the industry, information on potential job openings. A lot of what we do, and I talked to this about a client just on yesterday, was we don't like to use our networks. There are people who already who you can reach out to. We would rather talk to internet strangers on the street before we ask people who we know and who know us to assist us. Asking for help is major. Talk to people who went to your universities, who went to your colleges, who are in organizations that you are already in, who are in your parent groups, who are on your kids' baseball teams and softball teams and gymnastics and tumbling and all the other events. There are parents. Talk to the people who you go on hikes with and you go on walk with. There are so many opportunities for you just to say, hey, I am looking to switch industries. I'm looking for a new role. There are so many opportunities to do that. But you, again, have to be willing to take the initiative. Yes, the economy is hard, but there are opportunities. But what you're doing, what you did, will not get you to where you want to go. We have to do something different. if you landed a role in 2022, 2021, 2020, it was much easier than to land a role, apply online than it is in 2024. We're in a different time. We have to do different things. If you want to continue to do the same thing, you're going to get the same results. My clients are still landing jobs. I kid you not. Because one, they're doing things differently. One of those things is they hired a coach, right? That's just one thing. They got eyes on their resume. They got eyes on their LinkedIn profile. They got eyes on their cover letter. They got ears in their interviewing to hear, how do you respond to questions? They got a strategy about how to answer questions. We talk about, okay, maybe you fumbled in an interview. How can you recover? We evaluate what happened in that interview. We evaluate what happened in that LinkedIn post or that LinkedIn email that you may have sent and someone responded and you're like, hey, I have an informational interview. How do I navigate this interview? We talk about all those things. So that's why if you don't have a coach, if you don't have a mentor, if you don't have someone to give you insight and not just a friend who has their employed and their you no. You need someone who has expertise. Not to say that, hey, you can do mock interviews. I don't do standard, typical mock interviews and go back and forth with answers and questions. That is not how my mock interview process is set up. But yes, you can say, hey, with your partner, with a friend or whomever, hey, I want to go over these questions. And maybe you can even set up Zoom and watch yourself to see if you have clear eye contact and do all those things. Yes, there are things you can do on your own. But you also need an expert who can give you expertise and advice about how to fix some of the things that you may need to fix. Okay. So that is the episode for this week. The economy is hard, as you know what? There are ways to get out of the job searching rut. And I would like to help you do. Let's set up a call to talk for 30 minutes to figure out what's going on with you and how we can help you land a role by the end of the summer, if you're listening to this real time. We're at the end of March. By the end of June, let's start the fall into a new role. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I was so passionate about it. I wanted to really get it out because I love when you all send me questions. I'm on LinkedIn about things that are happening and you want to know, you want my response and expertise too. So thank you so much for sending those. Continue to do so. One of the things that I would really, really appreciate that you would do is if you would leave me a rating and review. That would make me so, so happy. Just takes 2 seconds. Rating and review, please. I'm asking for those. I appreciate you listening to me once again and tuning in. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a great week and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Like what you heard so far and want to take this work deeper than the podcast and work with me privately one-on-one, then book a free sales call by clicking the link in the show notes below. Or you can visit www.nextlevelcareer.co/coaching. If you've enjoyed your listening experience, share this episode, then leave a rating and a review. Until next time.